Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Meriwether Global Ministries, and I am Bishop-elect Dr. Tanya Meriwether Gibson, and I am just excited about the move of God and what He is doing in the life of His people on today. I tell you, you need to magnify the Lord with me today and help me exalt His name, for He is a great God, and He is worthy of our praise. We're going to just start out with this little song, and then we'll move along through our service. We have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Christ our Lord. Worship Him, Christ our Lord. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. Just forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Him. So forget about yourself, concentrate on Him and worship Christ our Lord. Worship Him, Christ our Lord. Oh, we have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Him. We have come into this house, gathered in His name, to worship Christ our Lord. Worship Him, Christ our Lord. For He is worthy. Oh, worship Him. He's Christ our Lord. Once again, I take this time to welcome you to Lunchtime Worship with Pastor T, and I am Pastor T, member of the Global Ministries. As you know, is a ministry that is at work. We are reaching around the world to win souls for Christ, and I tell you, every time I get the opportunity to bless the name of the Lord and to share it with you, I am elated, because God does not have to allow us or trust us with His word. And I tell you, I just thank Him. My motto in life is, Lord, I am available. What can I do for you today? And we need to be available for God to use us on today. Now, I had some people to send me in prayer requests to meriwethergm@gmail.com. But I want you to know that we also have a prayer email where you can send us an email to pray for me at meriwethergm@gmail.com. That's pray for me at meriwetherglobalgm@gmail.com. And so we want to make sure that we're praying for you. Also, you can send us a text or message to 202-320-9510, the 202-320-9510, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. All prayer requests are confidential, and we do not share with others. But I tell you, for those that did write in and you were on the prayer request list, I want you to know on today that we serve a God that can do anything but fail. That's the amazing thing about him, and that he loves us in spite of whatever it is we may have done, the thought that we have done, where we may feel that we are not worthy. By Jesus coming and dying on the cross, he paid that penalty of sin. And I want you to know on today that you are worthy. Be encouraged. Know that no matter what you're going through, that God has it in control and he can work it out just for you. He is in the blessing business, and he is blessing you right now. But for those that are on the prayer request list, I want you to know that I saw your prayer request, and I'm lifting you up in prayer for today. We're praying for healing. We're praying for deliverance. We're praying for comfort and peace and love and joy, and that God would come in and change some things. And here's the thing. When you ask for prayer, always know that God is going to work it for your good. It may not turn out the way that you want it to turn out, because remember, he's working it for your good. And I thank him for that on today. So let us prepare our hearts to go before the throne of grace in prayer. Father, O maker of heaven and earth, as we gather in your glorious presence, make us worthy to stand before you through the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we are praying. Search us, O God, and know our hearts. Try us and know our anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in us. And lead us in the way, God, that you deem everlasting. Lord, we pray with the psalmist, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants our soul for you, O God. Our soul thirsts for you, for the living God. You grant us grace and mercy and guidance, Lord God. Who can understand us? Who can cleanse us from all of our faults? No one but you, Lord. God, we thank you for everything that you are in our life. Holy God, you know me by my name. You know us by our name. We come to you. We are in your presence. We lift up those, God, that wanted healing, and we declare healing in this place right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those that were seeking for peace and comfort. Lord, we ask right now that you would come in and comfort, God, their hearts, that you would still their spirits, that you would remind them, God, that you are there, God, and you're working it out, Lord. God, we pray for those that may have needed a financial blessing on today, that you would come in, God, and just bless, God, let it overflow, Lord God. We thank you for your loving us and caring for us and keeping us, and God, and calling us friends. Sometimes, God, we're not worthy, but because of who you are, God, we have to praise you, we have to worship you, we have to acknowledge you, we have to exalt you in this place, for truly you are worthy of our praise. No one can fathom your greatness, O God, for your glory fills the earth. Yet not even a sparrow, Lord God, you reminded us, will fall to the ground or from your hand, Lord God. We thank you. Everything that we need, we're trusting you, God, to provide it. Be with us, God, as we go forth, Lord, in this service on today. Right now, God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I tell you, I get excited every time I pray to God, amen, because he is just an awesome God. He loves us in such a way that there isn't even an explanation. My father, the late Reverend Dr. J.E. Meriwether, would always say that God had an extravagant kind of love for him, and he had an extravagant love for God, and it was extraordinary. And I tell you, I believe that. I've been serving God since I was 5 years old, and I just, the more I learn about him, the more I want to know about him. And so I just thank him for everything that he's doing. He just keeps opening doors, making a way, and so I thank him for that. I want to share our morning devotional that we had, and then we will get into the Word of God for today. Our devotional was, "Life is a Temporary Assignment," coming from Psalms 39 and 4. Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered and that my life is fleeting away. You are here on earth. The word of God tells you just for a while. You're but a foreigner here on the earth. There are many who, you know, conducts show that they are really enemies of the cross of Christ. All they think about is this life here on earth. But we are citizens of heaven where the Lord Jesus Christ lives. If you call God your Father, live your time as a temporary resident here on earth. Amen. I tell you, I thank God for that devotional on this morning. It reminded me that this life that we're living is only a temporary assignment, but one day we will be with our Lord Jesus. I tell you, I want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Come on in. I don't know about anyone else, but I just thank him and praise him on this morning. We're going to briefly share this song, and then we will move right into the Word of God. I really love the Lord. I really love the Lord. You don't know what he's done for me. Gave me the big Tori, I love him, I love him, I really love the Lord, I really thank you, Lord. He's done for me. God gave me victory. Yes, I love him. I love him. I really love the Lord. But I'm just so elated on today. We're having our lunchtime worship with me, Pastor T, and we are going to just lift up the name of the Lord. I'm going to share with you, because how many know God is a strong tower on today? He'll be whatever you need him to be. I'm not talking about something that somebody told me. I'm telling you what I know. Listen, God always sees you for who he has called you to be, who he has destined you to be. And so I want you to understand that we are in a season when we are walking in our divine appointment from God. On today, if you have your Bibles, we're going to come from Revelations, the third chapter, and the second verse. That's Revelations, the third chapter, and the second verse. And you know I won't be long before you. We're going to share what God gave to us to share on today, and then we are going to open up the doors of the church, as we say, where you can know about Jesus, be able to accept him into your heart. All of the preaching, all of the singing does not have a meaning or a substance to it if we are not winning and making disciples of others and bringing them to Christ. Amen. Revelations 3:2 says, wake up, strengthen what remains and is about to die, for I have not found your deeds complete in the sight of my God. Listen, on today we're going to preach about you're not finished. Yeah, look at somebody and let them know on today that you're not finished. This world that we live in sometimes will cause you to think that life for you may be over. You may have experienced some things that should have taken you out. You may have encountered some people in your life that tried to wipe you out. You may have encountered some circumstances in your life that you thought you wouldn't make it through, but all because of God, because of his grace and his mercy, you are still here. Oh, that's good news all by itself, because God is declaring and he's stating in this place that you are not finished. I want you to get that on today, that you are not finished. Oh, the thing that keeps me going, the motivation that reignites my passion for ministry every time I go from year to year, is the fact that I'm not finished. God has more for me to do. The things that he spoke over my life have not been accomplished yet. I have to finish what God started in my life. I want you to understand on today, it's not about what man starts in your life. It's about what God started in your life. You are destined to accomplish that. And until that is accomplished, you are not finished. Oh, this morning you should have a renewed determination when you hear this word that you're not finished. You should be reminded of what it is that God started in you. Know that God is the author and the finisher of your story, and you're not finished. Take your eyes off of man. Man will confuse you. The world itself will cause you to think that you are failing, that you are not making it, that you're nothing. But I want you to know on today, you're not finished. You have to believe that. You have to start faithing it until you know that you are walking along the path that God has destined for you. There are people who might have thought you were finished. I love when people think you are washed out, that they have the final say-so, that they've stuck it to you where you won't be able to do what it is that God has called you to do. Well, God is in charge. He runs everything. He is in control. And unless he says it's finished, it's not finished. But I want you to know that you have to get busy doing the work that he has assigned to your hand. Look, you may even feel like it's over in your spirit, but it ain't over until God says it's over. It's time for you to finish. This is how you do it. Let me tell you, let me help you out on today. I'm going to very quickly tell you how you do it. First, you wake up. Sometimes we can fall into a lull or go through the motions and not realize that we are sleepwalking through our best years. Every morning you ought to wake up early so you can spend time with God and get to working on your future. You still have time to do it, but you have to wake up right now. There's someone that's listening. Oh, you feel like you're just in this stagnant place. And God, I want you to know on today, God is birthing in your spirit that you need to wake up. It's time for you to get busy for the Lord. This is your season. This is your time. This is your destiny. Strengthen what remains and is about to die. That's the second thing. You need to strengthen what remains and is about to die. There's something you were doing that was great, but it's in danger of dying because you're neglecting it. Listen, you still have to get it back because it's not dead. God hasn't said it was finished. God hasn't said it was over, so it's not dead. All you have to do is strengthen what remains. Oh, you remember that zeal you used to have for God when you first got saved or when you first started walking in your calling? Well, you have to seek God and turn from the things that are keeping you from him so that you can strengthen what remains and God can move you forward in him. God is trying to accelerate someone on this morning. He's trying to put you on the fast track because time is of the essence. You have delayed your purpose long enough. It's not finished. Thirdly, Jesus has not found your deeds complete. Have you done everything that God has put in your heart and mind to do? Have you? If not, then you are not finished. You can't move on to the next level until you finish everything on the previous level. Oh, you got to seek God. You got to pray. You got to read your word. You have to be obedient to the word of God. You have to submit yourself to his authority. You have to walk in the ways of God. We have to practice being holy, but what for God is holy? Are we going to sin? Yes. Are we going to do some things that we shouldn't do? Yes. Are we going to think some things we shouldn't think? Yes, we are. Oh, for Jesus, his grace and his mercy, he continues to say to you on today, after all of that is over, after you've done all the things you shouldn't have done, because I love you, I forgive you, I cast it into the sea, I forget for this, never to bring it up again. Your work is not finished. Oh, somebody's going to catch this in a minute, and they're going to know that God is speaking to you. He's not just speaking to me, he's speaking to you. He wants you to know that it's time out for playing church. It's time out for tradition. It's time out for sitting up just going because that's what the book says. We are to be doers of the word of God. I should know that you are the light of the world. Just by when I come in contact with you, I should know that there is something different about you. Your work is not finished. Stop allowing man. Stop allowing the world. Stop allowing things, trials, situations to stop you from moving forward in God. Hey, your money going to get funny sometime. Yeah. Sometime they're going to talk about you. They talk about Lottie Dottie and everybody. They're going to talk about you too. But you have to be what? Steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing what? That your labor is not in vain. The God that I serve on today is able to keep me until my work is finished. You got to stand against the things that will come against you. This race is not given to the swift or the strong. No, it's given to the one what that can make it to the end. Are you going to make it to the end? Are you going to finish your course? It's time to wake up. Yeah, it's time to strengthen what remains and is about to die and what it is God has called you to do. Jesus has not found your deeds complete. On today, your prayer should be, God, enable me to finish strong. Refresh my mind, my spirit, and my body so that I can strengthen what remains and is about to die in my life. Lord, more than ever, I'm determined to finish. I know, God, that you're going to give me what I need so that I can make it through. I want you to be encouraged on today. I want you to stay strengthened on today. I want you to know that God sees and he knows, and he is working it out just for you. People will try to come in and they will try to take away from who you are in God, but you have to know who you are. I thank God for my parents. Each and every day, my father reminded us that we were a part of a royal priesthood. He made us feel like we were the princesses of the king, the daughters of the king. Anything that we wanted, all we had to do was ask God, because he loved us like that, because we served him like that, because we worshiped him like that, because we praised him like that, because we lived for him like that. Are you doing that on today? Are you where God can use you in his service? Right now, as we would say, I'm opening the doors of the church. It's time for invitation. If you are not saved, we want to make that invitation. We want to open that up to you. If you just want to rededicate yourself, if you want to become more strengthened and feel that more empowered by God, you want him to come in and transform you. You want him to come in and show you and lead you and guide you and take control. We're opening that door up right now. Just for you. Listen, during his time on earth, Jesus was always inviting people to become his followers. He said to those by the Sea of Galilee, follow me. He invited his listeners to come to him, to come by faith, to come for healing, to come for hope, to come for happiness. He said, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He said, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Perhaps today you feel that Christ himself is speaking just to you. Imagine if he were in this room giving this invitation. What would you do? Well, I want you to know that he really is in the room with you. He really is in the house with you. He really is in the place with you. He really is inviting you to become his child, his follower, his disciple. Listen, he wants you to come willingly. He's calling you. God is calling you on today. He's calling those that have forgotten what it is that he spoke in your spirit a long time ago, who he told you you were in him. I love that song that the psalmist sang, that he saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I want you to know that God always sees the best because he made, and you are the best that God has to offer. As my father would say, you are somebody. And guess what? In Christ is all. You have the opportunity on today to rededicate yourself to him, to become saved. Yeah, to let him into your heart. All you have to do is acknowledge, believe, and confess that he is God, that he came, he lived, he died, he rose again from the dead for your sins, and he is now at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you and I, then you are saved. Pray that prayer. If you did get saved on today, I want you to hook up with your local assembly, that means a church in your area, and let that pastor know on Sunday you were saved so they can get you baptized and get you working in the church and on your Christian walk with God. Listen, for those that want to be renewed and restored, today is that day. For those that want to be strengthened, encouraged, empowered, today is that day. It is not finished. Only a step to Jesus. Oh, why not come and say, gladly to thee, my Savior, I give myself away. Are you giving yourself away to God on today? Are you giving yourself away to God on today? Only God can save you. He's willing to save you. He's willing to be whatever it is you need him to be. That all you have to do is give yourself to Jesus. Let us dismiss ourselves in this place. Dear God, we thank you. We praise you for this time of sharing your word, God, and for this worship experience at lunchtime. We pray that you would be with us, Lord God. May the great God of heaven and Jesus Christ our Lord overwhelm our minds, overcome our weakness, and overhear our praise throughout this day and week. To his glory, amen. You are dismissed this place, but never from the presence of God. Be encouraged and blessed, and remember, it's not finished.